朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Transformation work of the Holy Spirit is progressing every day.
歪曲虽然毁坏，内心却怎么样？一天新事一天。
Even perish, but my heart is renewed day to day.
我们今天有没有比昨天更好？
Are you better today than yesterday?
然后我们今天有没有比昨天随从圣灵？
Are you more walking according to the Spirit today than yesterday?
今天我们有没有比昨天更信耶稣？
Are you a little more like Jesus today than yesterday?
今天我们有没有比昨天更自由？
Are you more free today?
两个礼拜以前，年轻的孩子还记得我讲什么吗？
Two weeks ago, younger brothers and sisters recall what I shared.
这样告诉我说，礼拜天。到常常礼拜一大家都忘记了哈。你们年轻人是我们的盼望，但是我们年纪大的人容易忘记事情。
You are the younger generation. You are hope. That's a characteristic of the older generation.
Oh, we need to hear
and retain it.
2
weeks ago, I particularly talked about something important.
That when we come before God,
individually in our quiet time,
不管我们在聚会的里面。
Whatever
it is, I believe it. So, the
most important thing is that our hearts need to turn to God.
And that day we said,
whenever our hearts turn to the Lord,
the veil
is taken away.
But
this veil talks about a separation.
That
we cannot see what we ought to see. The veil talks about separation.
That
we cannot sense what the Holy Spirit is
So,
dear brothers, whenever we come to the Lord, we need to turn to the Lord.
不管今天谁在我选,
it doesn't matter who's leading worship.
不管今天谁在讲道,
it doesn't matter who is speaking.
不管是国民聚会、教会聚会、神主聚会。The
most important thing is that our hearts need to turn to the Lord.
我们的心其实像这样子，怕是只是停顿了。
Whenever our hearts turn to the Lord, the veil is taken off. 要
带给我们三个非常重要的祝福。
And it brings about three very important blessings.
三个。
What are those three things?
第一件事情。
Very first thing.
我们的灵得到自由。
Our spirit is separated.Of the glory of the Lord, and we are being transformed and being more and more like the Lord.
圣灵改变的工作可以在我们身上进行。
And the transformation works of the Holy Spirit may progress.
这是我们每次亲近神、每次聚会应该有的三个结论。
These are the three ends. Every time we gather in His name,
我们在基督里面我们享受自由。
Every time we are in Christ, we enjoy His freedom.
我们在圣灵里面我们脱去一切的捆绑。
And in the Spirit, we're loose.
第二件事情，我们遇见神的同在，我们享受他的同在。
Secondly, we come into the presence of God and enjoy the presence.
我们敞开眼睛求主。
With our veiled faces, we see Him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我跟你说今天保持你敬虔的耶稣，你高不高兴呢？
I guarantee today that you will see the Lord. Are you going to be excited?
我如果跟你说等下会后我带你去见耶稣。
If I said after the meeting I'm going to go talk to you to see Jesus first of all.
弟兄姊妹，不用会后，现在就可以了。
You don't need to wait until after the service. You can do that now.
其实这里面我们都进入主的同在，我们可以滋养他的。
Build even into His presence.Every time a meeting that is in line, the Holy Spirit is doing the work of transformation. Before you came to the service, you just started arguing with your wife, you just had to talk to the rest of the
people.
And then after you come to the Lord's table, you listen to the messages.You are being changed.
居然会跑去捏着他的手说对不起。
After the service, you go and hold your hand and say, I am sorry.
就是要去鼓励我们。
The Lord is changing us.
本来来的时候沉得要命。
And perhaps when you come, you feel very, very down.
真的是喜乐。
And you leave with rejoicing.
本来来的时候被仇敌控告的不敢抬头的。
Perhaps while you're walking through the door, you're being condemned by your enemy. You did not lift up your head.
我们一边用饼一边用杯的时候，我们知道这是在仇敌面前使我们白色的宴席。
You receive the bread and you receive the cup. You know that this is the feast the Lord has established for us before our enemy.
然后我们指着这杯和这杯向仇敌夸胜。
And the symbols we may proclaim victory to our enemies.
举 through the cross 绝对没有功效。
The blood of Jesus is forever effective.
爱从来没有改变。
The love of the Lord has never changed.
所以，姊妹，我们要生活的聚会。
Did you, brothers, we need admire of a meeting that is alive.
我们羡慕真正让圣灵来改变我们。
We desire the Holy Spirit to really transform us.
不然，很多的时候我们好像得着了，但是却不属于我们。
Oftentimes it seems like we gain more than that, but it's not really ours.
我们好像说，哎，你又在讲这些道理，我都懂了，但其实。我们说，但是我们还是不知道。
We've been saying that all the time about the same thing. We understand those things, but we still don't understand.
我前阵子跟你们讲，我碰到一个朋友，好几年没碰到他。
A few days ago, I met a friend for a while.
那天我跟于新武跟他们一起吃
饭。And that day, we had breakfast with
them. 他们跟我们讲到很久以前，他们到中国，大概是在云贵那一带旅游的时候。
Not too long ago, they were traveling China around 云贵。
他们看到那些渔夫捕鱼是用一种这个我不晓得那个叫什么鸟啊，就是那个大嘴巴，然后长脖子的那种。
They were using contents to.
I don't know the English. 英文我都不知道，反正那是 bird。
That's not the name of the type of bird, but the how.
所以他们是。那我帮你翻译吧哈。每只鸟身上有两根绳子。
And every one of these birds, there are two strings, a rope tied to it.
一根绳子是绑在它脖子上。
And one of the ropes is tied to it.
因为它平常抓到鱼，它就蹦蹦蹦蹦就出去了。
The bird has to fish when the meat is full.
它把新的鱼没有吃。所以它绑一个绳子的时候，它钻不下去。
So they tie the string to the net, so the bird cannot fall.
第二根绳子是绑在它腿上。
And the second string is tied to its
waist.就是每次抓到鸟的时候，不然抓到鱼的时候，他就把鸟拉回来。
他
是把他的鱼从他嘴巴拿出来。这是世界的王对我们。
What the king of this world is treating how he's treating us.
我们追求这么多东西，其实不属于我们。
And we pursue all these things, but it's not really ours.
因为法老就是过去，有一天都要过去。
And we build the city for Pharaoh one day, it's gonna go away.
但是弟兄姊妹，因为涉及到在属灵的事上，我们不想属灵的事情。
So let's just realize on the spiritual things, unknowingly, the same thing.
我们以为是我的。
We think that we.
但是只要没有进到里面去，都不是。
As long as we haven't swallowed it, it's not yours yet.
每一天的鱼听月在讲，不要随从肉去，随从圣灵。你说我也会讲，你已经讲了一次，你怎么讲
？You see, you talk about not walking according to the flesh, according to the Holy Spirit. I think it's the same message.
但是如果他没有进到我们里面，化成我们的生命，他还是不是我的。
But it's not inside of you, it's transformed into your life, but it's still not yours.
有一次有一个阿兵哥，他晚上在外面喝酒喝醉，然后要赶回去。
And the soldier, he was drunk and he was hurrying back in the middle of the night to his camp.
And so he had to wait in here, so he had to wash and get back there.
And for him to be finished, he needs to go across a body of water. So then go and
pull him out. 晚上这个很晚的时候，几个军鬼就这样上了船游。
哇 ！So all these young soldiers, they got in the boat, they saw Rome.
等到天亮了，这个醒过来的时候，发现自己还在里面，原来绳子没有拆掉。
In the morning they woke up and discovered that they were still anchored to shore because they never
很多的真理，很多属灵上我们花的功夫其实是白费的。
A lot of truth, a lot of efforts that we put forth, they are useless.
我们以为我们尝到的是结果。
We think that we lay hold of it and we tasted it.
我们以为我们是努力的，但是还是在原地。
We feel that we're making the effort, but we're still standing still.
我们以为我们一直在往前进，没想到是绕行。
We think that we're progressing forward, but not realizing that we're
still standing still. 我们现在是求主把我们带进圣灵的真实 spiritual reality.
We ask the Holy Spirit to lead us into the spiritual realities, that we may really depart from what is the flesh.
师父曾说，师父曾曾经说过，对叫人生气的讲章，好是真正对人有帮助的讲章。
Well, the Spirit says that those messages put together will make you upset, are those that are really effective.
他说的是进入真正穿到心里面去。
And it's like arrow that really pierces the heart.
就是今天这个时代，一方面缺少一种能够成为圣洁的成长。
On the one hand, there are nowadays we lack those preachers that would cause people to feel uncomfortable.
另外一方面， 是不是带着神的儿女们令人一生的功夫当上不入的。
The second hand, many Christians today have acquired the skill of not being able to be harmed by it.
你看以前的人，你看彼得怎样子的道，人家听得到心，彼得的道我背出来，你们愿意没有感觉。
And Peter's message, remember when he first stood up to speak, people were pierced to the heart. But if I didn't sound his message today, you guys would probably know.
还有美国大复兴的时候，人家听到一些巨人被抓的背起，以为自己会掉进火湖去的。
Through the revival in America, when the messages were being preached, people were holding onto the chairs, feeling like they were actually falling to the ground.
你说今天别人跟我们讲这些话，我们会怎么
？He said today, nowadays, when people share the same messages,
保罗甚至说到了末后的时代，人的心都厌烦神迹的道理。
Paul says at the end times, that people will despise the pure word of the Lord.
就是因为当我们在听你讲不要学习，不要知道是从圣灵这个题目，一般人都不喜欢
听。I know when we talk about not walking according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, this is something that most people don't like to listen to.
但是你晓得这是神儿女们真正蒙福的路。
But to realize that this is the way of true blessing.
那真正在主的面前，让我们这一生的果效可以跟着我们去见神的秘诀。
And this is the secret to allow all things that pertain to this life that we can bring into the Lord. Or else we just feel like those soldiers who are rowing in vain in the same spot. And today we're
going to
talk about live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit.
我们一起来读我们今天背诵的经文，加拉太书五章二十五节。
Galatians chapter 5:21 to 22。
我上次去回访，看见他们每一个章一个章在这里背圣经的时候，我就想找一个新的经文来慢慢来背。
I went to the Fremont Fellowship. I realized that many Christians are very diligent to memorize verses. I say, jokingly, if you're very long person,
其实我是吓唬他们，我真的很心疼啊。所以我今天找的话很简单。
Now, a very short verse.
Very simple. 我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。一次够不够了？好，那我们全部眼睛都看完
了。
我们若靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。真的会了吗？每次都杀我们成功，太逗了。
Everybody knows the verse, and I guess we all agree on it.
就是每一节圣经是在中文翻译里面会让人产生一个误解的一节经。
This is the translation of the treatise that we're possibly quoting. This is the end of the word.
这里讲靠圣灵得生，我们很容易就想到我是靠着圣灵重生。
The Chinese translation makes you think that you're born of the Spirit.
我得到新生命是靠着圣灵得着的。
I have this new life because I receive it from the Holy Spirit.
这当然是绝对的真理。
Absolutely the truth.
我们都是得以重生是在圣灵里面生的。
We are saved and born again because of the Holy Spirit.
但是这一节经文，我们若是靠圣灵得生，你去读所有英文的版本。
If you read all the English translations,
你可以发现有两种翻译。
The subdivisions.
一个叫做 live by the Spirit.
One is live by the Spirit.
白话的中文翻译就是叫做圣灵里面，就是靠着圣灵过生活。
To live in the Spirit。
那第二个翻译呢是叫做 live in the Spirit， 就是我在圣灵里面过生活。
The other translation that you see is living in the Spirit is that I'm living each day in the Spirit。
这个你们原来读中文。
That all the children of God ought to have.
英文翻译 evidence 并不是我后来才注意，它已经定出来了，不是 evidence。
The outline is incorrect when you read the evidence.
说我活着，我是需要靠着圣灵来活。
It's to say that when I live, I need to live by the Holy Spirit.
跟主耶稣讲说，人活着不是单靠食物。
Just like the Lord says that man lives not by bread alone.
那食物是我们生活必须的依靠品，对不对？
Bread is something that we need to have to stay alive.
所以同样的，我们靠圣灵得生。
But to live in the Spirit,
真的强调它是我们能够活下去的品质。The sustenance that causes us to continue our lives. 我们没有它，我们活不下去的。Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot remain alive. 这个没有食物，我们活不下去。Without food, you can't stay alive. 我们没有水，我们活不下去。Without water, you can't stay alive. 水是我们生活的必须，是我们的凭借。Water is something that you need. It's a sustenance you need for your life. 这叫做 live by the Spirit, live by. And this is what it's meant by live by the Spirit. 这叫做 live in the Spirit, 在圣灵里活的。So what does live in the Spirit mean? 那就不是光只是说水是我们的必需品，而是我们必须活在水的性情中，像鱼活在水里面一样。It's no longer saying that water is something that I need to drink to keep me alive, but one of the causes of being a fish, I need to be inside the water to stay alive.一个是强调我们生活的品质，一个是强调我们生活该有的品质。And one talks about the source of life, the other one talks about the realm of our life. 所以以前有一个小弟弟问到哥哥说，哥哥啊，为什么金鱼都住在鱼缸里面活呢？ It was a younger brother that asked older brother one day and said, why don't you get goldfish to live inside these fish? 哥哥就跟他讲说，因为外面有猫嘛。Older brother said, because there are cats outside here. 因为鱼是要在水中游，不是因为外面有猫而已。She used to be inside the tank, not simply because there are cats outside. 因为水是他活下去的一个必须有的境界。Because the water is the realm, the environment by which he needs to live. 他不在水里面，他就没有办法活下去。The fish is not inside the water, he can't stay alive. 所以另外的 spirit 是我们比较是阶段性的，好像一些的经历。The living by the Spirit may seem like experience that we go through. 啊，我们碰到难处的时候，我们知道若不靠着圣灵，我过不去。When we come across certain difficulties, we know that unless it's by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can't overcome it. 哎，我今天哎，我需要靠着圣灵来服侍。I need to speak today. I need the Holy Spirit to serve. 我们好像依靠他。We need to lean on Him.Live in the Spirit. But to live in the Spirit, 在圣灵中活着 and to live in the realm of the Spirit, 就是我在圣灵的境界里面我来服侍 God is serving in the realm of the Holy Spirit. 它是一个更深一层 It's something that is a little deeper. 它是一个在圣灵里面，我们上次说到，只有在圣灵里面，我们这个人才可能是活的，才可能是基于的。We said that only when we're in the realm of the Holy Spirit are we alive and are we free. 所以保罗在罗马书第八章告诉我们，他说我们弟兄们，这样看来，我们不再是肉体的债，就顺从肉体活着。Paul said in Romans 8 that therefore we're no longer dead as in the flesh, but live according to the flesh. 因为我们如果顺从肉体活着，必要什么？For if you live according to the flesh, we will die. 看到没有？如果我们顺着肉体活着，我们会死。If you live according to the flesh, we will die. 我们若靠着圣灵执行身体的恶行，就必要活着。By spirit, we put to death the deeds of the flesh, then we will live. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天只有一个境界是让神儿女们或是神儿女们的聚会侍奉能够活起来。So, brothers, there's only one route by which the meeting of the Lord can come alive.不光是靠着圣灵而已 It's not just by the Spirit 这是要 in the Spirit 在圣灵里面 We need to be operating inside the Holy Spirit 就这边这是一个 对我们天人来说是一件很难的事情 The natural man this is something that's not very easy 啊，因为我们这个人不太容易尝到只能在圣灵里面的事情And because we seldom know in the natural meat was the freedom of the Holy Spirit. 所以当我今天是在预备这些信息的时候 So today as we're as I'm preparing for the message, 其实我这里在主的面前，我都非常有一个很深的祷告。And I have a very deep prayer towards the Lord. 因为我自己里面都觉得我不够，我不懂。And I feel that inside of me, I'm not sufficient. I don't know enough. 而且我自己常常在圣灵里面。I would even say that maybe oftentimes I don't feel I'm in the realm of the Spirit. 你们会说，哇，你一生了，你怎么会说你常常都在圣灵里面？我没有表现吗？ You would say that you're not in the realm of the Holy Spirit. 还有，因为我们这个人肉体太习惯了。Because friends, you see, we're so accustomed to the flesh. 我们很容易就活在肉体里面。Very easily we live in the flesh.所以当我们今天要从肉体里面学从肉体变成学从圣灵因为可能这是一个意志里面的一个行动一个决心 So for us to not walk according to the flesh but walk according to the will is a choice from the will 而不是你的信念说你自然就成为了圣灵里面。虽然本地保持的是我们的乐园，你也能听到的是耳。因为今天我们在主的面前，我们是静止的。我们 need to have our eyes open so we may understand。然后我们需要记得不断的转向主，圣灵就把我们带进去。So、we need to keep turning to the Lord, the Holy Spirit will lead us to have reality。圣灵来一下把我们带进一片真理的世界。The Holy Spirit can't lead us into all truth。我们不会的。We don't understand。我们不懂。We cannot, 我们甚至不行 and we don't even want to. 我们需要很谦卑的来到圣灵的面前，渴慕圣灵把我们带进去。We need to very humbly come before God and say, God, give me a longing to lead me into the Spirit. 健康的人用不着医生 ，those who are healthy do not need a physician. 有病的人才用得着 ，only those who are sick. 所以圣灵常常把我们带到一个程度，带到一个环境里面，是我们没有主过不去的。So the Holy Spirit oftentimes leads us into environment that without Him we can't go over. 所以有一天我们醒悟过来，说我。不甘心继续在这里绕行的。When we discover that I'm no longer willing to keep encircling the same place， 给我们带进一个痛苦，说我为什么在这里连需要吃的东西我都吃不到 ？Because there is a deep sorrow. Then why is it that I cannot even eat the things that are smaller？ 明明富家口粮有余。There's more than sufficient. There's more than enough food in my father's house。为什么我在这里要饿死呢 ？But why do I have to starve to death here？ 就是我不知道这个痛苦在不在我们里面。所以我一面在主面前祷告，我一面在主面前更加的谦卑自己，觉得主啊，我真是贫穷，我不够，我需要。So the more I pray, the more humbles me, make me realize, Lord, I need you, I am powerless. 而我越多去读这些诗的时候，里面就有一个更深的不甘心。And the more I read these words, the more I am reluctant, I'm unwilling.明明在基督里全部做成的 ，Obviously have everything that is in Jesus Christ。明明在圣灵的境界里面，那是一个何等荣耀的境界，是每一个儿女们都应该有的境界。Glorious realm of the Holy Spirit is something that every child of God is experiencing。但是你看看我们今天自己，看看我们周围的境界。When we look at ourselves, when we look at our circumstances。到处都是因为离开主不听圣灵里面所带来的混乱、堕落、失败、软弱。And everywhere we go, we see the chaos, the failures, and the weaknesses that come because we have departed from the Spirit. 多少次都是那种立志行善由得我行，出来由不得我的叹息。So often we sigh because we will do good, but we find that we have not strength to do so. 到处都听见我真是苦啊，谁能救我的这么呼喊呢 ？And everywhere we go, we hear the cry, "What a wretched man that I am! Who can deliver?"有时候我不知道你对自己拥挤的时间会不会有一个不甘心。我不晓得我们对于我们自己的小组、我们的家庭、我们的教会，会不会里面有一个神圣的不满足。And your small group, your families, you yourselves, do you have a fully dissatisfaction? 请大家听清楚哈，神圣的不满足，而不是纯肉体的不满意。Does everybody understand this?Holy satisfaction is not something that we're operating in the flesh, but something that we don't like. We desire that the house of the Lord would be built. 我们是房子，城楼里面都被复兴起来，进入基督里的工作。We desire that each house of God would rise up and enter into the fullness of Christ. 那弟兄姊妹当圣灵降临西街，看见那个满地都是。So when the Lord caused the prophet Ezekiel to see the valley of dry bones, the Lord asked the prophet, "Can these dry bones come alive again?" Ezekiel could not answer. 我们今天是因为读了圣经，我们知道神现在很慌。We read the Bible, so we know the Lord is able to. 那神如果真把我们带到那个局面，But the Lord would personally bring you into this valley, and all you see are dry bones. So that valley is just dry bones. These dry bones represent death. And this dryness speaks of it has been there for so long, there's no trace of life in it. Yes, we come over here so many times. But as we look at our spiritual conditions today, and we look at our spiritual condition of our family, we look at our spiritual condition of your small group of our church, this generation as a whole. A lot of times, all we can do is respond.Lord, what do we do? Lord, the desolation is across the whole globe. A death is so deep. Everywhere we look are dry bones. So the Lord said to you, what are you saying? And Ezekiel was so good, you know. This is the Lord.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。